UNC today. After the reform movement and following the path initiated by Avellaneda Law, 1885, national universities became autonomous. Yet, they frequently reflected the fluctuating politics of national government by losing their reform principles recently acquired, or even their autonomy. In the 20th century, academic units such as institutes or departments gradually turned into new schools. The School of Philosophy and Humanities, School of Economic Sciences, School of Architecture and Urbanism, School of Dentistry, School of Chemical Sciences, School of Agriculture, and School of Mathematics, Astronomy, and Physics. Two other academic units were created, the Department of Languages and the Commerce-Oriented Specialist School, General Manuel Belgrano. Since 1930 and for 53 years, democratic governments were constantly interrupted by authoritarian interventions. In 1983, Argentina began a new stage in history. With democracy, the university gained back its reform principles, autonomy and co-government. New conditions were created to develop a university project for the future. For example, professional training, updated curricula, development of a community engagement policy appropriate for the requirements of the environment, research projects, and academic exchange programs with foreign universities.